supposed to do?
John, I found it.
Okay, you did this one.
This one I've done with you.
Dr. Wright, I'm passing the lead baton to you.
Oh, there we go. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we're back in open session.
I do have a little bit more information.
Yay, thank you. I was gonna ask you some questions.
This is the best I can tell you, and this is the part of the reason, obviously without revealing any attorney-client privilege, but this communication is not from my client, so I think I'm comfortable sharing it. I did receive an email previously. This was yesterday afternoon from an email account that, it's Oceana8877. I've never received an email, but it just mentioned, "I'm requesting reasonable accommodation for Dr. Maya Bella-Pianta, who is cancer survivor and will be unable to attend the August 21 vet board meeting. Thank you for your help." That's what I received. When I responded this morning, I was...
No signature or name?
Oh, no, the name is Patricia Grimes Ramey. I think that's her mom, but I don't recall if that's... Is that correct, Victoria? And then the only other thing I responded this morning was that if the... Obviously, I think, you know, it's just under confidential. I can't even acknowledge if someone's my client without a waiver. I just indicated she'd need to contact the firm directly, and I just know that we don't have control over if the third party or the administrative agency, but we do need to discuss with clients as opposed to third parties. So I don't have authorization from my client. I am taking this at face value that there's a request being made, and I'm sorry I didn't get to it sooner, but I had Lisa attempting to get, obviously, to raise my client so I could have her explain what the situation is. But that's the information that I can share at this point based on this email I received.
And you have not had any contact with Dr. Bella-Pianta?
I have had my normal, what I know is that she had a test, I think recently, that she took from Sonic Labs, and so I know she's tested, and I thought we got either a sponsor letter or something recently as well. So I've been getting the normal flow of things, but I haven't engaged with Dr. Bella-Pianta for a while. Just normally I'm not engaging heavily with her during breaks for compliance.
So just to go over the timeline real quick, you got the email from this person yesterday around 5 o'clock, or you saw it about 5 o'clock?
I saw it yesterday late afternoon, and I sent an email back to her very early this morning.
Do you know what time it was sent? I mean, was there a time?
Around 2...
So it was the afternoon, okay.
Yeah, 2 in the afternoon.
So you saw it around 5, which is after...
After,
business.
Yeah.
So you didn't make any phone calls yesterday or anything?
I had Lisa get started on trying to raise Dr. Bella-Pianta, yes, when I saw it that afternoon.
So she did try yesterday.
She did make an
attempt. And she couldn't voicemail? Do you know what she got? Or?
I believe it went to voicemail.
Okay. And then just now, while you're out there, you followed up and got some more information, or did you see?
Right now, I didn't follow up. I just want to make sure you had the access to the email. I was thinking back there, I should probably give you the information about the email.
Okay.
I know Lisa hasn't had contact, my assistant, with the doctor.
Just to clarify, the email appears to be from her mother, not from a medical doctor, correct?
It's from her mother. I'm guessing, based on Victoria and I having a belief that that's her mom's name. So a request was made, but it was by a third party, and it just, that's what it mentions. So that's the information I can provide you at this point.
Okay.
And then, just to be clear, then you attempted to reach out to Ms. Bella-Pianta, but she hasn't returned?
She hasn't returned calls yet. Obviously, if I get a contact, if I'm able to make contact with her, I will obviously follow up with the board. But I don't have the contact as I sit here right now.
Thank you.
So, alrighty, that's kind of a precarious position, because I think that our biggest concern, obviously, is making sure that we're taking into account the welfare of patients and the public, and kind of concerning that she's maybe not reachable, especially because it's monthly appearances, so this is not surprising. And as we just voted, we have our schedule established quite far in advance. So really, I guess we're under a consent agreement. We need to do something to try to figure out what's going on or get some more information, because at this point we literally have none. So I don't know if any board members have thoughts, because...
So it's basically another non-compliance. Just
adding,
chalking up to the list, which is getting long, so that's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
We have no contact with the board itself. We contact our lawyer. That's great. Contact your lawyer, but that's not us.
There was a contact. But you can't
is.
Even say that that was her.
No, of course
it's
not.
An email address. So.
And obviously, I'm going to take it at face value.
Yeah, no.
That it was mom. The reason I waited is I did want to see if we could raise her, and obviously, even if we got her by phone. So that's where we're stuck right now, unfortunately.
And my big honest concern right now is without her contacting us is some kind of relapse.
Okay.
That's just where I'm at. So I want blood testing within 24 hours. I mean, that's where I'm at this point is we need to know what's going on. We can't be left in the dark. This has been going on way too long. I don't know what the resolution is going to be here at this point, but without her participating, without her actually caring about this, it seems, we've got to figure this out. But at this point, I'm going to make a motion that I want a blood test for drugs, alcohol, everything within 48, or 24 hours, I'm sorry.
So
hopefully we can get a hold of her.
Okay, so we have a motion in a second, but could I just clarify,
yes.
Like, what blood test, right? So, okay. Drugs and alcohol,
yeah.
What is that?
Probably like a 12-panel with ketamine.
It's what she's doing.
Yeah,
thank you. Okay, I'm sorry, I just sounded.
The one she's
doing. It's got to include ketamine.
What currently is being tested for, but within 24 hours. Due
and
to
blood,
the
not urine.
Due to the non-compliance, blood.
Blood, not urine.
Got it. So obviously we have contact information, but we have legal counsel, so the communication will go to
I think it goes to both Carrie? When there's orders.
Yeah, it will, but
okay.
When I'm sure you'll reach out to her and let her know what's taking place today.
Yeah, I will definitely see whatever I can do to get updates.
Okay.
And provide whatever I and obviously the other side of this obviously is because of attorney client, I have to get authorizations.
Sure.
I will do my damnedest to get as much information to Victoria as possible.
Okay.
So possible logistical snafu. I'm not positive. Maybe somebody who has database access can check her home address. We did receive mail returned yesterday for her to a PO box for her premises.
Okay.
So I don't know if that is the only address we have. If it is, then I will have no way to get hold of her.
And remind me, Victoria, with can people go online and update it on the, is there a portal or does that have to be just sent in?
Yeah, it has to be sent.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
So real quick, so we, Victoria, we don't have a current address here.
I have a home address and then I have an alternate address as a PO box for her specifically, but was your issue the premises?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
but if as long as we have a home address for her on her that screen, then that could
yes.
Be, then I would mail it there.
Okay.
So that's okay. Okay. Never mind.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. Voice vote or roll call?
Roll call.
Roll call, please, Dr. Burns.
Dr. Burns, aye. Mrs. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Murray?
Aye.
Motion passes. Well, I hope she's okay.
We need a motion, Madam Chair, to add this to the list of non-compliance for the upcoming formal hearing.
Oh, good question. So I'll make a motion to add this non-compliance to the upcoming formal hearing.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to add this non-appearance.
And the formal hearing is the one, I didn't know if we're noticed up for anything on a formal hearing at this
it
point.
It hasn't been officially issued, it's just been remanded to formal hearing.
Okay.
For failure to comply with certain terms of the consent agreement.
Okay, when was that voted?
February. I think February, right?
Yeah.
February.
Okay, so this is historical.
Yeah.
I didn't miss a step. Okay. Sorry.
Oh yeah, he's like, wait a second.
Been retained.
You know, to update your address.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So that's understandable.
That's February 21st.
February 21st.
Oh wow.
It's been longer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's
okay.
It's historical. I just didn't want to make sure I didn't miss
no,
a step
okay.
Today.
Every month.
Yeah, it's a blur.
Okay.
So.
So we have a motion and a second. Roll call, please, Dr. Burns.
Dr. Burns, aye. Ms. Frost.
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Great.
Okay. So we will hopefully be updated soon.
Yeah.
Then we have a case 2434 regarding Maya Bella Pianta DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with interim order for evaluations. Ms. Solomon is the lead, but Victoria?
Yes, we've received no evaluation report, and that's been 2.5 months since the alleged evaluation appointment.
Are we still waiting the evaluator report?
I'm not allowed to have contact with the evaluator.
Is this not your, are you not appearing for this case?
No, I'm appearing in the sense of I'm happy to talk about it.
But you can't reach out to the evaluator?
I can't reach out. If it's, is his lot on this one?
Do you know Ms. Solomon?
Is it lot?
Yeah.
Is it lot, the evaluator? Do you recall?
Is it lot?
No.
The name of the evaluator.
The name of the evaluator, do you know?
Yeah, lot.
Okay.
Generally your orders say, or I don't know if yours orders say, but most board orders say I can't have contact with the evaluator because it's considered the board's evaluator. So I don't know, Victoria, if you'd heard from Christy.
I reached out to her 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she said that she would remind him.
Okay.
And that's it. So that's why I put it on the agenda, which was just in anticipation that I would have it.
Okay. Yeah, so it's pending the doctor signing off on his report.
Okay. All right. So no action on that.
Or is there? We're out of compliance.
Still months and months late. Yep.
Well,
we're out of compliance still. Oh, do you have a comment, I guess?
Well, are we done in this case?
2434?
Yeah.
That's what we're on right now, yeah.
Yeah, there's just, we're waiting for her report.
Right.
She doesn't have control over that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's.
So it is just on the evaluator at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I did want, while we're all here, if you wanted to go back and revisit the consolidated cases.
Oh, sure.
In the motion that you made for the drug testing, you may want to include a provision in there that if it's not timely completed, that her license will be suspended until such time as the board determines that she's safe to practice. And that's consistent with the express terms of the third amended interim consent agreement that she's practicing under now.
Don't move.
That would avoid a special meeting and things of that nature.
And timely means that within the 24 hours, the
blood test? Whenever it gets issued, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, would anybody like
to? So we'll amend the motion for that?
Don't move.
Second motion.
Okay. Don't move.
Second.
Mark, when does the clock start?
When she receives it.
When we know that she's received it?
Yeah, well, no. Well, yeah, I don't know that we'll know that we'll receive, but, if we send it, regular mail, there's a period of time. If
5 days.
We won't have a blood test for a week.
Possibly.
Yeah.
That's
when she receives it, because she normally doesn't get her mail.
Yeah, so that's not very good.
If that's the case,
I want to suspend at this point.
Yeah,
because I don't know what's happening at this
take
point.
Take it to her house.
Yes, yeah. You drop it off. But it's like we
have 10 months on that.
I believe the administrative code says anytime boards put things in the mail, it's 5 days. And
right,
it's,
but putting aside that, you have a way to put her on the clock.
I don't, without, it would be irresponsible of me without having contact with her for this meeting to say I can accomplish something like that. The best I can say is if it gets served on her, I think that gets rid of the clock, or if it's sent to her. I mean, the other option is you pick a different type of testing mechanism, such as hair, which has a longer life. That's the only thing I can suggest other than instead of blood.
Can we lift the stay and just say, I need an explanation of what this is before this is going to be reinstated?
Well, I mean, she's not here. That's a violation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we could lift the stay and just say you're suspended and we're going to deal with this on your timeline, apparently.
Yeah.
And I want to know, can I demand to have an answer as to what's going on and why we missed this? Or what
when
can
you
we
say
do
demand,
that?
You can certainly ask.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, if we don't have good explanations about stuff, we're coming up against a wall, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So. I will make a motion to lift the stay on, is it 20, 2303, or what's the case number?
It's a combined 22.
So, okay, so it's still the same numbers.
2303.
Yeah. Yeah, so I
make it. What you may want to do, and you don't have to, is let the stay, keep the stay in place until she undergoes a a drug test. And, you know, if it should come back all negative, then the stay can, you know, can indicate that the stay would be lifted.
So we can pre-lift it basically today. So it'll go into effect
assuming,
now.
Yeah.
But again, if we're not going to have a drug test for days, like then it's likely going to be negative. And it's, I mean, I think the bigger issue is that we've had consistent non-compliance pieces, and we keep saying, don't do it again, don't do it again, don't do it again. And here we are doing it again.
Can we do blood and hair, or
you
blood
can,
and
absolutely.
Fingernail? I mean, hair or fingernails? Or?
I guess another question that I would have for the board is obviously we're concerned about her well-being and then that she's relapsed, but two, if there is no relapse, if there is no usage, the fact that there's continued negligence of what has been put into place, like
still
so whether or not there's
being regulatable,
right?
Is that the,
that's
so,
the front.
Right.
That's the term.
So that's the reason for the formal. Yeah.
Okay, so we have the motion, we approved it. Do I amend that, or can I just rescind everything and start over?
I would rescind it and start over.
Do I have to make a motion to rescind?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to rescind the previous motions on the combined cases 22-136 and 2303, and we will start again.
Second. All those in favor to rescind?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Oh, yeah.
Nay.
Okay, that passes.
All right, so I will make a motion to require a blood test and a hair test for the same substances that we've always tested for within 24 hours. We will also lift the stay of suspension at this time, pending those results. And based on a negative result, board staff can reinstitute the stay.
Is that negative results on both blood and hair?
Yeah, if there's any positive, yeah, we're gonna.
Yeah. Okay, so we're lifting the stay until we get the negative, hopefully negative results, in which case the stay would be put back on.
No, hold on, we're still trying to discuss and figure out what's going on.
But fingernails instead of hair?
We've learned in the past that hair can be dyed and it affects the results, so fingernails is a better choice.
Wouldn't that be back here as opposed to up there, or how does that work then? Unless you're a chronic usage, you wouldn't have anything on the end of the fingernail, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it should be both. We just know, I believe, where she dies or
you know, and if, she, and if she presents unable to test, that's information that will come back to you.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll change it from hair to fingernail then.
To nail, okay. And that 24-hour clock starts when she receives the email?
Notice by mail. Well, when she receives the notice by mail, which has been hard to get her noticed by mail.
But it's considered.
But if it's her address of record, we've done our job.
Okay.
So it is 5 days when she receives it? Normally it's whenever we mail something.
She has 5 days.
Not from, because they're saying
receive. So, what was the conclusion there?
Okay, I'm sorry.
5 days from when we mail it.
Okay.
Is when the clock starts for a snail mail.
So she has 24 hours from when it's mailed.
No.
24
days
hours
from
after
the
mailing.
So she's got 6 days from when it gets mailed.
Almost a week.
Okay. Gotcha. The 5 days plus 24 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, we can look into serving her personally. We've never done it, but I remember.
Yeah, and that's an option.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, it just depends on delivery method at this point, and we'll determine that pretty quick.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
So
my understanding, Dr. Wright, is of your motion is that the suspension is being reinstated pursuant to paragraph 16. Until the board is able to determine that she's safe and competent to practice, and you're ordering her to undergo a nail test within 24 hours of being noticed.
Nail and blood.
Nail and blood.
Yeah. The only thing I have is you said until the board is satisfied. Would that be the next meeting, or can board staff be satisfied?
Well, with your caveat that if everything comes back negative,
yeah,
then board staff has the authority to lift this or reinstate the license.
Yeah, yeah, I think that'd be fine. Clear as mud.
Do you understand?
I understand. Right. I will obviously, if I have questions, I'll follow up with Victoria or Mark on it. But I understand the logistics of what I have enough to communicate it to.
All right, so we have a motion, amended, or new one, brand new one.
Yeah,
brand
new.
We have a motion, second.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Dr. Byrne, aye. Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Okay, so we're finished there?
I believe you have an action item for Mark on updates on the Superior Court matter. I don't know if that's something that happens in public or if that's
our very last one.
Well, yeah. We do have things. So Section 5, Number 10, Assistant Attorney General Report, A. Bella Pianta v. Arizona State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, Arizona Court of Appeals Case Number 1, CA CV 24-0109.
Did you want to table that till the end of the meeting so Flynn could stay longer?
I do charge by the hour. I do enjoy my time with you.
You get the full effect if you stay the whole time.
We get continuing education credit for
this. Might have to put that to your body.
Yeah.
We'll sign it. Put a popper on it though. Right. Just submit it. They won't ask.
Give them 1 hour.
1 hour.
As you know, so this particular issue specifically relates back to the board's authority to issue interim orders for evaluations. They filed a judicial review action. We, as you know, were able to get it dismissed. They then continued to pursue their administrative remedies, which is filing an appeal with the Court of Appeals. That's currently where it's at. Flynn filed an opening brief. I recently filed our answering brief, and that's kind of the update right now. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that you have. I just wanted to kind of keep you in the loop. We're still probably months away from any type of
we don't have our reply brief due till Monday, and then at that point they decide if they're going to call it for oral argument or it will sit on some clerk's desk for a period of time.
Yeah.
Yay law.
Yeah, well, I suspect maybe, you know, realistically probably closer to the holidays, the first of the year.
Okay.
Does this delay in any way a formal hearing?
Nothing. No, it has no
Pardon?
Impact. This is a separate issue from everything else that's okay. going on.
Okay, good.
Any other questions for Mr. Harris?
Oh,
thank you.
You're done.
All right.
As much as I tease you about it is a pleasure to get to spend the day and watch this, so thank you. Everyone has a very nice evening.
Bye, Flynn.
Enjoy working with
thank
you.
Thank you.
See you next month.
Thank you.
Okay, so Section 6, review and approval of minutes, 1, July 17th, 2024, regular session. Dr. Byrne will abstain because he was absent.
Madam Chair, move approval of July 17th, 2024, regular session minutes.
Second.
All right, we have a motion, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Who gets to do the consent agenda?
I guess I'll do it real quick. Unless Dr. Byrne really wants to.
You can do it. Right. Your mouth is.
So I'll make it, I speak too fast. I'll speak. Make a motion to approve the consent agenda, removing A1, A2, A4, A6, A9, A10, A23, A26, A27, A28, A30, A31, B1, B3, B4, B6, B7, B8, B10, and B14.
Second.
Motion a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes.
I make a motion to approve pending compliance for A9, A23, A26, A27, A28, A30, A31, and B4.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
I make a motion to approve pending inspection and compliance for A4, B1, B3, B6, B7, B8, B10, and B14.
Second.
All right, motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
And there's no action on the other ones, right? So we don't have to do anything on the votes.
Right.
They're just removed.
Just
so we can forget about those four.
Okay.
We're done?
Not yet. You call.
Hold on. Okay. Summary of current events. All right. And then call to the public. The public all left.
We still haven't heard from.
And then do we have any calls we need to make?
I'm a little concerned.
No. Okay. Establishment of future meeting date. The next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, September 18th, 2024, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at 1740 West Adams Street, Boardroom B, Phoenix, Arizona, 85007. One or more board members may appear telephonically. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Not fast enough.
Did you say it?
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?